was the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, all in hope that St. Nicholas soon will be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clutter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to object below. Then what to my wondering I should appear but a miniature sleigh with a tiny reindeer.
With a little old driver so lovely and quick, I know in a moment it must be Sit Nick. More rupting than eagle he crossers. They came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now Dancer away, dash away, dash away, all.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane, fly when they meet, when an obstacle mounts to the sky, so up the housetop, the courser they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too.
And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof, the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a pipe he had tied in his teeth, and the smoke in circles rested like a reed. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
He was chubby and plump, all right, a jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
She spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team give a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."